Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. The Dig. Dial before you dig. The essential first step.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get straight into the dig. Dial before you dig. The first essential step. Paul Hasby, who you want to have a crack at?
I'm going to have a dig at Simon Goodwin and the Melbourne Demons. They've been very disappointing for me this year. They were thrashed against Port Adelaide by 51 points. And just the lack of development of a number of their players and the game style that they are implementing, it's not working. The other day, they wanted to play fast footy all the time. Now, I encourage fast footy at the right time, but there's times you've got to protect the ball, and they haven't done that. And I haven't seen improvement over the last 18 months. I think he's walking a very fine line, Simon Goodwin. I'm going to make a big statement here, Carl, because I never thought I'd say this, but I think Ross Lyon should be the coach of the Melbourne Demons. I think with a mature list, he can improve their ball retention and he can certainly improve them defensively. I think he could be a really good candidate to help this team reach their potential, because right now, under Simon Goodwin, it's not happening.
Yeah, you know what? The biggest thing that concerns me about Melbourne and the way they're playing at the moment is their skill level. Mm. And the biggest thing that concerned me when Ross Lyon was here at Fremantle was their skill level. There just wasn't the same level of skill and intensity of skill drills under Ross Lyon as there was with Adam Simpson. Because, mate, I saw quite often the two teams going at it, and I saw a stark contrast between West Coast and Frio during the time here. So that was why I was a little bit sort of surprised that we've seen the level of disappointment from Melbourne, because they just haven't been able to hit their targets. They have been really poor in some of the basics of the game. Mate, there was a lot of other people that we could dig at. Eddie McGuire, we could have a go at Nathan Buckley and Brenton Sanderson. I'm a little bit confused. I want to have a dig at the parameters that the players, once they're in hubs, and then the bubbles that exist within the hubs to keep the game going. Look, I don't necessarily see that Nathan Buckley and Brenton Sanderson did too much wrong, did they, when they had a game of golf with Alicia Molik, who lives in Western Australia, was clearly out of quarantine. So were Nathan Buckley and Brenton Sanderson. Should they really have to pay $25,000?
Well, it wasn't golf, it was tennis. But no, $25,000 to play tennis as an appearance fee for Alicia Molik is a lot of money. And I'm with you. I think it needs to be made clearer. If Nathan Buckley is making mistakes, then clearly it's not clear enough to all the players, because he is one player that throughout his playing career, his coaching career, he's dotted the I's and crosses the T's more than anyone. But I want to have another dig too about the AFL too, Carl, with Mitch Cleary and their handling of this situation, who was stood down by the AFL for basically coming out and announcing more details around Brooke Cotchin and her offence with the Richmond Football Club. Now, they were strong for about a day and they ended up standing him down for only one day. Less than a day, really, Carl. I think the AFL need to work out whether afl.com.au is fully independent of the AFL, or is it an arm of the AFL that exists? Because right now the lines are blurred, and I think that's not right for all those journos, because they believe they're independent. But when you see an action like today, I'm not quite sure.
Well, it was around the directives that were given, wasn't it? That they wanted to keep the people that were involved private.
Now, but wouldn't that be emailed and communicated to all the journos that exist within AFL.com?
Well, he didn't actually broadcast it through his own journalistic measures. He put it on his own private Twitter account. So there's a difference. And, you know, you can be sued for putting things on your private Twitter accounts outside of your business. I can tell you firsthand about that, Paul Hazelby.
Yes,
so
you can.
You've got to be very careful what you post on your private account. Now, if he had done it through his work, then it may have been a very different outcome. But he's done it on his private. He said it was a mistake. He's apologised to those at his workplace, and he's been reinstated. I think that's the most important part. He's been reinstated. He can get on with his job, and let's hope that everyone learns a lesson from that. Don't dig yourself into a hole. Lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry, and we'll come back and have a chat to Michael Pryor, one of the assistant coaches at the Freo Dockers, next.